that's the bathtub. Come on in, let's do it. Ride it, my pony. Oh my God, if you don't remember that song, I can't be your friend. I'm gonna swipe and delete your ass. Genuine's Pony? Woo! A lot of mixed babies were made to that song, I'll tell you that much. Okay, so just put it on your playlist and deal with it, you bastards. It is my 11th episode, and I am very excited about this show, this podcast show. It's a hybrid, really. It can exist in both worlds. I'm so indecisive. I'm such a fucking indecisive person. Like, I started calling it the Sharp Tongue Podcast, and then someone's like, you should call it a show. And I was like, yeah, I should call it a show, but now I kind of want to call it the Sharp Tongue Podcast again. So I'm gonna have to do a thing on Facebook where you guys decide which you like, what sound you like better, the Sharp Tongue Show or the Sharp Tongue Podcast. I'm going to take a tally, and then that's going to be the fucking name of the show, because I can't deal anymore. I can't deal with decisions. When I was a kid and my mom would take me to the grocery store, the cereal aisle gave me agita. It gave me such anxiety. And to this day, I'll spend an hour in the cereal aisle. An hour. Because I'm like, Fruit Loops, Honeycombs, Smacks, I don't know, Fruity Pebbles, Cocoa Krispies. I have no idea. Count Chocula? Too many fucking choices. Okay? So, there you go. I'm going to be in Toledo, Ohio. It sounds like an exciting place. We'll find out just how many fun things there are to do in Toledo, Ohio. Well, I'll tell you one fun thing to do. Jessie Mae Peluso. Okay, how about that? That didn't sound so great. Mom, don't worry. I don't mean people can do me. Well, I do, because I'm single. But I have a show at the Funny Bone in Toledo, Ohio, June 19th, 20th, and 21st. And my last show in town is on Father's Day. So bring your daddies. Bring your pops. Dads, come on out. You know, my show is suitable for all people. Maybe not all ages, but, you know, men can have fun at my show as well. So I'm excited about that. I'm sad I won't be with my dad on Father's Day. My father is amazing. You guys, if you want to hear my dad, he's in the very first episode of my Sharp Tongue Podcast. I thought it was suiting to kick it off with my main man, the best man I know. So yeah, if you have dads out there, not every man can be a father. You know, a lot of them can be sperm donors, but not many men can be fathers. So if you have a cool dad out there, do something special for him. Bring him to my show if you're in Toledo, Ohio. I'll make them laugh. I'll make you both feel a little uncomfortable at moments, and I'll make you both feel just in general. I'll make you feel things. Not in a weird way, in a fun way, okay? I'm not trying to make it all creepy. Jesus, don't be so judgmental. But yes, June 19th, 20th, 21st in Toledo, Ohio, I'm bringing my Jess America tour to the Funny Bone in Toledo, Ohio. So get your tickets. You can get them at jessiemae.com, or you Google the fucking Funny Bone in Toledo, Ohio, and you can find them that way. All right? So just come on out. I want to see your faces, and fathers as well. Any single dads, come on out too. All right? I'm an equal opportunity fucker, so let's just do this. Last weekend, I was in Bellevue, Washington at Parlor Live. It is so beautiful, this side of the world. If anyone can get a chance to come to the Pacific Northwest, Bellevue, Seattle area, it is absolutely breathtaking. The shows were a lot of fun. Had a bunch of bachelorette parties, which always provide for interesting moments in shows because you girls like to fucking talk. It's my birthday. I'm getting married. I'm getting married. Yeah, but you're going to get divorced too if you keep talking so much. No, but congratulations to all the hoes that were getting hitch in Bellevue. I wish you the best. It was so much fun. Manny Martin opened for me. He's a very fun comic. And Lucas, I can't remember your last name. You know what? It's not my fault, but you were hilarious. All of us got drunk and we hung out at Lucky Strike after the show. Shout out to Ryan, the bouncer. I kept dry humping. We hung out at a bowling alley after the show. The bowling alley turned into a party. Yo, people in small towns, in different towns, they get live in so many different ways. Bellevue, Washington is like, fuck you. We are going to turn this bowling alley into a dance party right now. And I was like, hell yes, I'm going to be in lane 8 doing the twerk. Okay, so watch out. Gutter balls. Your gutter mouth is going to be in lane 8. It was so much fun. I was dry humping Ryan, the bouncer. And they had a really funny white hype man who was on the ones and twos yelling into the microphone. He looked like fucking Danny Tanner. I think his name was Neil. Shout out to you guys. You guys are very hospitable. We had a fun time. Drank my face off and I danced my ass off. Right now I have no face or ass. That's how you know it was a good fucking weekend. I am working out. Leo is now training me. Leo has been on my podcast. He's on episode 8, I believe. 8 or 9. Leo Flowers. He's a comedian / personal trainer and he's fucking great. So we're working out. I'm, you know, slowly building my booty back up to J-Lo status. I'm not going to say Minaj status because I really feel like J-Lo kind of put the ass on the map. And Nikki was just like, oh, well, I guess it's okay for me to come along with this badunkadunk. And it is. But, you know, Jessie Mae Peluso is going to be right up behind you guys. Now, given my ass may be less than half of the size of your asses, but I'm going to be right up in there with my bubble butt. Bubble, bubble, butt. Bubble, butt. Bubble, 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 butt. I like to sweat. Don't be, you know what, people? Sweat a little in your life. That's one crazy thing Matthew McConaughey said that I'm like, you know what? He's right. He likes to sweat every day. I try and sweat every day. And not from like a nervous upper lip sweat, but from like, oh, I'm moving too much sweat. You gotta get out there and get your heart rate up. Don't be lazy fucking bastards and then complain about how you look. You gotta put effort into it. You know, if you want to eat the hot dog, go ahead. But do some squats at least afterwards. You could turn that hot dog into a bubble ass. That's all I'm saying. I've embarked into the world of Periscope. I fucking love it. I don't know if anyone has Periscoped before. It's an app where you can do live shows, essentially. You can just do whatever you're doing in that moment and you can tape it. And it exists the way Snapchat does for 24 hours as a video. So much fun. I love it. So find me. I'm on Periscope and I'm on Snapchat. Jessie Mae Peluso. I love that. I love any way I can connect with you crazy bastards. I love my fans. You guys are nuts. A lot of you are sexually charged, which I appreciate. Some of it's a little creepy, but I'm going to let you be you, okay? Because I'm safe so far, and I have a strong dog that I will use if I need to. So, you know, don't try and break into my apartment, because you're going to have a rude awakening in the form of teeth. I have new shirts. My merch shirts are finally done. They have they're tank tops. One of them has a hashtag on it because I love to do the hashtags on Instagram. And the other one has fuck. I always spell fuck with F-X-C-K. So that way I can text it to my mom and she won't get so pissed off, even though she still does. Jesus Christ, you see me. I didn't raise my daughter to swear. You shouldn't text those vulgarities to your mother. So I have those available. And I also have a guy's shirt with a picture of a lamb on it. And it says, fuck you, E-U-W. That's a play on words because I love words. Those shirts are available. Small, medium, and large for all. If you want one, you want to see it, go to my Instagram account, Jessie Mae Peluso. You can see the pictures of the shirts. I'll be posting them on Periscope and Snapchat and all that. So they're everywhere. If you follow me on social media, you can find them. And just email me, jessiemaepelusocomedy@gmail.com. I'm accepting PayPal. My assistant Liz Perez is helping me ship all those out. And we have a bunch of orders in and we're doing it now. So be patient. And I'm giving a free gift to everybody who buys a shirt. I'm not telling you what it is, but it's fun and it's cute and you'll love it. So yeah, I'm just trying to find ways to get you guys some stuff because a lot of you have been asking for stuff. So I made some shirts and I hope you love them. Wear them when you're sweating. Wear them to the gym. Wear that fuck tank top to the gym. Like, yeah, fuck you, belly fat. I'm going to work you off as much as I can so my heart doesn't have to pump so much to make me have a joyous, healthy life. I don't know when I turned into Tony Robbins, but apparently I took a sip of the Kool-Aid and I'm crazy this morning. I am, all this Rachel Dolezal stuff is happening. The white girl who lived her life as a black woman for years, and there is an uproar against her. Who fucking cares? Who cares? Since when did everybody feel so fucking entitled to dictate what a single person does in their life? Who cares? Who cares? She's actually doing good shit, until a story comes out where she's being a bitch and a horrible person, I'm like, do you, boo? I felt like a black girl my whole life. I grew up around black girls. I went to an inner city school, quote unquote, Henniger High School in Syracuse, New York. And it was more minorities in the school than there were white people. So I identify with black chicks. I always have. My name is Jessie May, for Christ's sake. You know, who cares? She just took it one step further and put braids and a tan on. Who cares? She works for the NAACP. She is a board member. And she also has adopted 4 black kids with her husband, who is a black man. So who cares? It sounds like she's doing some pretty good stuff with her life. A lot of you fucking slobs who are probably being hypocritical, projecting your own asshole ways onto this woman, better check yourself. Who cares if she wants to live like a black woman? Who cares? I'm more offended that by people who want to live their lives as pedophiles and hypocrites and, you know, snaky politicians. What about those people who are living real lies, lies that hurt the rest of the world? Let this woman who wants to be black, let her live her life. Since when is wanting to live as a black person an illegal or bad thing? Why is it bad? That's what I don't get. I'm all heated up over this shit. I just think it's so ridiculous what we choose to focus on. And now all the shit that happened in McKinney, we're not even thinking about that. Oh, because fucking Mariah Carey is on the ones and twos right now. What about Mariah Carey? Remember when Mariah turned black and everyone got pissed? Oh, but we're cool now because we like her records, right? We're cool? Oh, God. I know she actually is part black, so it's actually not a great argument. But I'm just saying, let this Rachel Dolezal live her life. It sounds like she's doing some good things. I read up on her just to check and see what she's been up to in her life. And, you know, maybe that's just how she identifies. Maybe she's confused. Maybe, you know what? Maybe she grew up and there were some really great black people in her life that influenced her positively more so than white people. And she thought to herself, I want to live like that. So let her live like that. Okay? That's my piece on that. I don't mean to get so preachy, but damn, let people live their lives. I try and live by that motto my whole life. I learned that from my parents. I'm grateful. I don't have very judgmental parents. My mom was a union worker for a long time. My dad is an alcoholic. So we are equal opportunity employers. Oh, man. This week, I interviewed one of my really great friends. I can say that I love him. He is just somebody who I hold very dear to my heart. We'll probably be married at some point, even though I don't believe in marriage. He's the guy that maybe I'll consider it for. He's an amazing comedian. His impressions are spot on. He always calls me and leaves voicemails in somebody else's accent. Like, he does impressions of celebrities, and he's done John Stamos. It didn't sound anything like John Stamos, who got arrested for DWI, by the way. We'll talk about that later. It's just a cry out for me, really. Let's just be honest. John Stamos is just crying out for me. But the guy who I interview, Adam Ray, is a comedian. He's an actor. Him and I actually were on At Midnight together. I told the producers, I was like, this is one of my really good friends. We have to have him on the show. Him and I and Cheeto Santino were on the show at Midnight. So check that out. Look for it online on Comedy Central. I'm sure they have it where you can look at the episode. And he's been in The Heat with Melissa McCartney and Sandra Bullock. He also is in the new spy movie. Paul Feig is a big fan of his, and I'm a huge fan of his. So this is my interview with my lover from another mother, Adam Ray. A little ambiance.
Yeah. But, you know, after a while, I think there's only so much foreign babble you can handle.
How much do we need to hear about how great Paris is? Then go back to Paris.
Oh, Paris, did you
try the croissant?
Did you have the baguette with the...
This is no baguette.
There's no butter on it.
No butter. This is no baguette.
Wow, clearly
this
I've never
is
been...
paper.
I love that my idea of their small talk is, there's no butter to try.
There's no butter on the baguette.
Oh, do you think I said no butter? I said new butter.
Oh, I thought you said no butter.
No.
You want new butter? There's old butter?
I mean, all the only butter I know is I can't believe it's not butter.
That's not butter.
Okay.
Fabio told us.
You need to adjust your attitude real quick before this podcast progresses. Don't come in here hot and bothered about the lack of real butter through great butter mascots.
I got to tell you.
And one Fabio.
Didn't he get hit in the face of the goose?
Oh, my God. What?
He got hit in the face of the goose. You don't remember that?
No.
Fabio. Oh, come on, Adam.
I canceled my subscription to Fabio.com 17 years ago. So, of course, I have no idea about his current events.
Okay. Fabio was on a...
British game show called Can You Take This Goose? And he was like, what do you mean? Like, anally or like to the face? And they were like...
Is that your Fabio accent?
Give me one more try. Take two.
Okay. Fabio, can you take this goose?
I mean like how? Like to the movies?
To the movies.
All right, you know what?
Heard Fabio speak?
Yeah.
I feel like it's the same people who made the Milli Vanilli tracks.
Housewives have, because they are the ones who bought that butter.
Oh, yeah. See, that butter, that's not real butter.
Because they were mesmerized by his pecs. They were like, I don't care if it's fucking poison I'm scraping on this toast that I wasn't paying attention to because I've got 9 kids and I'm by myself.
And I hate
and
my
I
husband.
Hate my husband who should be making this toast. I'm going to fuck all his friends.
The guy who re-shellacked the walls.
Re-shellacked.
I'm hiring him.
Who's the first guy that shellacked it? Good night, everybody. What's he up to these days?
On 2020, the first guy's
the initial schlacker.
The initial schlacking. And what ensued after that?
What would you ever do if a man described... Oh, no,
yes,
they're leaving.
The boo. The Swede...
Let's give a quick commentary as they exit.
That horrible they, shorts. Bad
well,
shorts.
The woman on the far left has the same hammer pants I wore to my bar mitzvah party in the sixth grade.
And the woman on the right has shorts way too short. So short.
So short.
Who wears short shorts? Penelope does.
Penelope does.
Is it a
I don't know, but
French
I can
name?
See the beginnings of one
labia.
Clitoris labia.
Clitoris labia. But
clitoris
wait,
could have been an old name from like an old Baccarat game from the 60s.
I always said it was like a dinosaur.
There's Mildred,
it was a dinosaur.
Beatrice, and what's clitoris? She was supposed to bring the tea and baguettes with the new butter.
You're on the baguette train. Oh, no, wait. So back to the Fabio thing. He was on a roller coaster. Okay, this is a real story.
Also a great story because this is letting me know what Fabio likes to do on the weekends. Ride fucking roller coasters.
He must wear tight, tight jean shorts.
The
and no
tightest.
Shirt. How do you, I mean, okay, so he's on a roller coaster.
Yeah.
And a goose hit him in the face on the ride. This is a real story. And he like was injured.
Well, yeah.
He had bandages on his nose.
I don't think a goose striking a human flesh face is going to produce positive results.
Do you think the goose had like a butter vendetta against him?
For sure. Somebody went to the lake and threw rolls, which is a normal thing to do because that's what we do. You throw. I also think there's this weird conspiracy with the reason we throw bread in ponds to ducks and birds.
What do you think the conspiracy is?
Well, I think it's like, why are you doing it? Who really cares about the empty stomachs of ducks? Why are you going to feed them? Secretly, and also, think about it, anytime you like go to a lake, you always kind of like rip apart the bread like really softly, and then you kind of like look around, and then you throw it really fast, almost like you didn't want somebody to see. But it's almost like when I see people do it really secretively, I'm like, they must know something about these ducks that we don't. Like,
I think it kills the ducks, which, doesn't it?
No, it's bread. It's food. They love it.
I thought it wasn't good for them. That must give them gas. They must be like,
cancel my subscription to duckfood.com.
You have a lot of subscriptions.
I have no money because I invested all in websites that don't exist.
Did you say duckfood.com?
Yeah.
I like how we just
don't
rolled
steal
up
that.
In this hotel and we just like,
fuck,
we're going
to
use your lobby for a podcast.
We are live at the Viceroy.
Is that how you say it? I always said Viceroy. It's Viceroy.
I think it was Viceroy. My old roommate used to work here. This is, I love this. Another reason I don't come to the West Side enough.
That's a lot of hoary hotels.
It's just a hoary hotel.
I guess we're in the lobby. I think all hotels are hoary to
me. For sure. But this has a, I don't know, I like the little bar. Also, both my memories have been with you, so maybe that's a positive.
That's true. That is a positive.
Just on the patio, listeners.
Only, yeah, we didn't go in the room.
Yeah, we only fucked on the patio.
We only fucked on the patio in front of the children's party that was going on.
They were so weird about it.
I know. They were really judgmental.
It was like, you guys are here doing what you do.
Yeah, like he's making balloon animals with balloons. I'm making one with a dick. What's the difference?
I need to talk to you about that, by the way. I'm getting a lot of negative comments on my dick blog. People are like, what is that, a poodle? Is it a dick?
Well, then I'm
it's actually
not
penis.com.
Subscribing to dickbook.com anymore. I'm ending my subscription to that.
Dickbook. Yeah.
That'd be a good title for a book.
It'd be a good detective name, too. I'm Dick. Dickbook. And you're like, all right, man. You're definitely, your name, it's said very quickly. And there's two very sharp K's, and I don't like how that sounds coming out of your mouth.
You create whole stories in your head. Were you alone a lot as a child? You create whole things
in your
head.
Maybe. No, I had friends.
You go off on tangents.
I had friends, yeah. But I
did you make them? Did you create them?
Yeah. Two of them are still in the military.
Really?
Yeah. When I was five, I created two fictional characters named...
I thought your friends were in the military.
My fake friends.
Tell me you're joking.
My imaginary friends
Did
are in the military.
Did you have imaginary friends?
No. I had stuffed animals, and then I had friends, because I was in Cub Scouts and a lot of sports growing up, and so that was like almost like, you're going to be friends with these guys who also want to learn how to build a miniature car and a birdhouse.
Did you do those things?
Yeah, Cub Scouts was weird. It was cool, though, because it was like a set time. It was like an immediate group of friends. You know?
Did you get touched?
No. Did I touch? You betcha.
Oh my god, 8-year-old pervert.
Oh my god, that's a new
show.
That's coming
new show.
This fall on
TLC.
Fox.
TLC.
Okay.
Okay, we have different angles. I was
you pitch your show.
I was thinking Honey Boo Boo.
8-year-old pervert.
8-year-old pervert. That's
It'll
a
never
show.
Happen. Problem child is the farthest they'll get with that.
I mean, I just picture him with like slick back hair and he's got like a suit.
Totally.
A little
or
suit on.
Like me, a bowl haircut and a fat fucking body.
Were you a fat kid?
Yeah.
That's right, you were a fat kid.
But I was great in the skits in Cub Scouts. I was great at eating all the snacks the moms provided after school.
How did you get fit then?
I basically just stopped. I was really active, and my mom was like, you know, you can't wear sweatpants for your bar mitzvah. You gotta wear a suit.
You're like, what?
I'm like, but these hammer pants are my favorite. I wear them every day. Well, you can't wear them when you read from the fucking Torah. I was like, I don't appreciate your language, Puddin.
What'd you just call me?
Yeah. And then, so I just was really active. So then I just stopped eating crap. I just started eating really all just my mom would just make pasta and salad. And then I would not eat the snacks at school. And like we had this.
Were you picked on?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Hard. It was a bummer.
Now, do you think.
That's for sure why I have such so much empathy for that whole issue. And also.
Like bullying?
Obesity.
Obesity.
People that struggle with it. And kids especially. And also, it just gave me such a... I grew up real quick, I felt like, because it was... I immediately saw... Also, I didn't know I was a fat kid unless I got teased, and that reminded me. Because I was such a happy kid. I just... Even though, you know... But the eating really picked up when my folks split. And I...
How old were you when your folks
9?
Me too, that's right. We share that in common.
Yeah, yeah. And so... And then I think, eating the feelings, probably. Even though part of me was like... I'm not eating my feelings. Pop-Tarts are fucking delicious.
No,
and they should be double-fisted.
Oh, my God. With the frosting?
Yeah.
When they came out, the brown sugar ones,
I must have dipped them in every condiment possible. I don't know why I wasn't sponsored by some sort of sugar packet
by
company.
Mayonnaise.
By mayonnaise. I don't even dip a Pop-Tart in mayonnaise. They're like, this kid's crazy and super fat. Sign him up. And so then when I would get teased, and then I was like, oh, that sucks. And then I felt immediately and was like, oh, I'm never going to make anybody feel like that because that's the worst.
Do you remember like when you were like a moment when you were funny as a kid?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's why I started
you
making people laugh.
Of that?
I was always funny with like a small amount of friends. I feel like doing the skits and stuff. You know, in Cub Scouts in like third and fourth grade.
So you liked it as a kid?
Yeah. And I played the Cowardly Lion in The Wizard of Oz in fifth grade. That was the first
theater background. Yeah. Excuse me.
Oh, and my mom still says to date, she goes, your best performance ever. Sure you were in the heat. Sure you played Danny Zuko in Grease. Sophomore year, you quit football to do that. Sure you were the Tin Man in The Wiz. Sure you were on the season premiere of According to Jim in 2007. Jim Belushi is very funny. But my favorite role of all time... for my son, Adam Ray, is when he played the Cowardly Lion in the Lake Forest Park Elementary in 1992.
Is she being serious?
Yeah. It's the Cowardly Lion. He sounded just like Bert Lahr. He, who played the lion in the original movie, he watched the movie every day and memorized that laugh. And when he walked out on stage, he would go, ki-ki-ki-ki, and laugh like the lion. And part of us thought he was choking on a Pop-Tart because he was so fucking fat, because he would eat the Pop-Tarts on stage. He was the only Wizard of Oz character in the history of the story to get to Oz and ask the wizard for ice cream cake. That fat fucking male titty fuck.
Do you do that on stage?
Never.
You need to. I couldn't even breathe. I was laughing from my gut. So was that your comedy, your pivotal comedy moment?
So I started making people, kids around me laugh by, I would prank call Seattle sports radio shows at night and record all of it. I'd call 4 or 5 times a night and do different voices when I was like, 9 and 10. And I would record them on a cassette tape and bring it out on my first Sony and play it on the bus for all my buddies.
That's
be like,
so cute.
Like all these, but I would call and I would get on 4 times a night doing a different voice. Like I'd call as this guy all the time. And then I call, it's like, hey, I think we should trade like everybody for like just a shit ton of jelly beans. And they'd be like, what? Click, you know? And then, but anyway, so then I started making people laugh. And then I started impersonating friends and teachers. And then people were like, oh, they stopped teasing me because they were like, he's the funny kid. He's not the fat kid.
That's how we turned it around.
And then I just kept doing that because they're like, oh, this feels way better than it's stopping the teasing. I think that was the only reason I was doing it. And also, because I wasn't like that at home. I wasn't like the kid who was like at Thanksgiving dinner. Like, because it was just weird shit. The family stuff right away, like, I put on a happy face for all of it. But I think that's why I still have not, like, probably ever dealt with it. Because I just was like, it's all good, whatever. Like, we'll just keep going. Oh, Dad, you're moving out? I'll still see you, right? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And so just suppressed all that. And so.
Kids are good at suppression.
Yeah. They're the best.
The best. Yeah. They're so resilient to so much.
It's really crazy. Because the, and you know, would I come home and cry sometimes from the teasing? Yeah, for sure. And then finally my mom heard me crying and came in. And she also told me, she's like, I never wanted to give you shit about your weight because her parents did it to her. And she's like, I'm not going to do that to him. And I was like, yeah, but like at some point, you got to step in and grab the spoon.
Grab the Pop-Tart.
Yeah, grab the Pop-Tart. And so.
Isn't the title of your album?
Pop-Tart Suicide.
Pop-Tart Suicide. Yeah.
It just sounded like it popped and it sounded funny to me. So then, and then it was just way better to make people laugh. And then it started to become fun.
But do you think there was like, can you think of like a pivotal moment, not just like liking to make people laugh, but even before that? Do you think like for me, we've talked about this before, even when we were at this hotel, you know, I think one of my pivotal moments where I can pinpoint a moment where maybe that had direct influence in me becoming a comedian was my mom kicking my dad out.
Yeah.
When I was 9.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, you have the personality that exists to facilitate the funny, but beyond that,
you do. So you're saying you do need something like, I don't know if it's traumatic, but just some sort of big thing to go through to basically give you like a, hey, this is like, how are you going to
deal
like,
with this
and view this? Like, yes. What do you,
do you think that's...
Well, how did you, when it happened, did you immediately kind of start making jokes about it? Or again, like suppress it and I still go,
Yeah.
And I think there's something in that too where it also... Because then we both probably observed what was going on a lot, which is, I think, a great, obviously, quality
all
of
you
a comedian.
Do, you observe. You observe and
you weren't letting
yourself
get affected. You were like, you know what? Okay, so it's not working out. I'm going to step back here and just kind of watch what's going on and take it all in.
You don't even know that's happening as a kid. You're just doing it. You're just observing, and then you're digesting everything, and everyone deals with shit differently. But, you know, funny kids turn it into a way to diffuse the situation.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Yeah. Were your other kids, were you the only funny kid, or were there other ones?
I'm the only funny. I mean, everyone's funny.
But don't you have, like, a couple best friends that were, like, you feel like
were
as funny as you and also gave you the opportunity? Because you have to have that other... it wasn't a one-man show for anybody. There were people that...
Players.
Yeah.
I'm afraid you're going to fall back in that chair. I'm good. You're getting real comfortable. You're leaned back, and
I haven't leaned back in a chair in a while.
Flashback to your childhood.
My mom used to yell at me all the time for leaning back in my chair. You'll fall backwards, your head will hit the ground, and your brains will come flying out of your head. And I'm like... I was about to do, who told me this? I think, it was Michael McDonald, who has a bit. I was about to just basically do the end of that with his bit where he goes, his mom would just come in at night and go and tuck him in. She was very, very Christian, very conservative. And she would come in and wouldn't even like read him a bedtime story or a lullaby. It would just be like, just so you know, this was a way of her showing like affection and love. You go, just so you know, if somebody ever kidnapped you, I would look night and day to find you. Good night, Michael. And close the door. And he's like, I'm six, kidnapped. I didn't know that was even an option at this point.
You're like, whoa, hold on.
That's so funny.
Do you remember Fozzie almost died in your arms?
Your wonderful pup, Foz. Which, by the way, let's just talk about how when you told me that was his name, I go, oh, crazy. Because when I get a dog again at some point, that was like my go-to dog name.
Fozzie Bear?
Yeah. Not Fozzie Bear, Fozzie.
You fucking asshole. Why not the
or
bear?
Or Rolf, because that's one of my other favorite Muppet. Rolf the dog.
Yeah, but why not Fozzie Bear? He was a bear. You think it's redundant? Because you can tell he's a bear?
The most angry person to ever say the word redundant. You think it's redundant? So much fire behind that double D.
And we're talking about the Muppets.
He's the sweetest dog alive. And
he almost died in your
arms. Almost died in my arms, and that was scary.
He had a seizure. My 5-pound dog had a seizure.
I thought that was it, and I was like, God. So then I started to try to like compensate somehow. I was like make your like loosen up your body, make it comfortable, like unfold your arms, like
unclench your tongue from your teeth.
Yes, like
don't die.
But can we quickly pull up my Phil Collins mix on my on my iPhone?
That's my life, man. Now I have to figure out how to like not travel with him so much on the road.
You're loyal. Incredibly
I'm a
loyal.
Crazy dog lady. That's all it is.
No. You can't put crazy and lady in a sentence if there's not more, if it's not referring to the cat species, or if you are going to talk about dogs, you have to have at least like 9 or 10.
Double digit. Dogs are different.
Double digit dogs you got to have.
Cat ladies, the cats are just independent. They do their own shit.
Dog lady also doesn't sound bad.
Yeah, it's like a lady, she has dogs and she walks them.
Yeah.
She's a dog walker.
There you go.
She's
a dog lover.
She's a dog lover. I think of dog lady. I think of a lady who drives around in a van and lets people pet her dogs.
Which isn't a bad way to live your life.
She's really giving back to the community.
Yeah, just drives around and does that. I just want people. There was a kid I met in Vancouver. I was doing shows in the front row. And I go, what do you do, man? He goes, I give out fish. I go,
what?
What? That was my response. And everybody else in the crowd. I go, what do you mean by that? He goes, I give out fish. I go, you just don't work?
He goes, hands fish out?
I went to college and then I just like love fish. And so I like... Dad works at this fish place, so I just walk around giving out free fish. I go, the fucking Robin Hood of fucking... And then I had the exact same problem you're having right now, where I try to think of it another way to describe fish. And yeah, I go, you're like the Robin Hood of fish?
Pesca.
I almost said amphibians, but that's not it. That's
no,
not right.
But it's like the...
What's the other word for fish? What's the medical term for fish or the intelligent way to describe that species?
Pescatious.
Is it really?
Gevilte fish.
Nice.
What is the Jewish thing?
Gefilte fish.
Gefilte fish.
You said it with an Irish accent. Gefilte fish.
Yeah, do you want to come over and have some gefilte fish?
We're going down to the gefilte fish.
Oh, we're
going to
go right over. You just follow the fucking rainbow to the gefilte fish factory.
You thought there was going to be gold and midgets coming out of that fish.
There's just going to be anchovies.
There's always anchovies.
Anchovies are disgusting. I can't stand anchovies.
Is that the one food you won't go near?
Anchovies are pretty gross. And I don't appreciate the fact they look like little skeletons.
They really do.
They do.
And that scares you.
Yeah, it's like, I don't want to see what I have in the food I'm eating.
Fuck
I don't,
no.
Pork belly, no. I'm not eating that.
No.
Call it something else. Don't call it pork, but I have a belly. That shit grosses me out.
Yeah. What is your favorite food?
Dick.
Yikes. We'll be right back. We're going to take about a 6 or 7 minute break. Depending on how quickly the staff removes themselves from the patio.
A 6 or 7 minute break.
I like to get specific with my women. Tell them exactly how
many fucking women do you have?
You.
Oh, shit.
And my mom.
Stop. I call you my future ex-husband.
And my nieces. Yeah.
Well, the list got real big real quick. You said
and
you, and then you went on to 37 other women.
Deborah Messing.
Deborah Messing?
Oh,
why? Because she
name.
Kept her nose.
Nice. Shots fired the rest of Hollywood.
No, I'm saying she was told that she needed a nose job, and
really?
She refused to get it. She's like, fuck you. I love my nose.
Yeah, I... who told her to get a new nose?
I'm sure like just a bunch somebody of dicky agents. They're like, hey, you'll book more shows if you don't have a pronounced
will you ever
bridge.
Succumb to that? No, you won't because you're...
I love my nose.
Well, you also got it all going on.
Do I?
And I couldn't have said that more. like a bar mitzvah DJ from 1996.
Yeah, I was like, are you going to play Womp There It Is next?
Is that a threat or a dare? Because either way, it's accepted. I just wish that, oh God. By the way, that is a world that needs to be explored, because I even remember the DJ at my bar mitzvah was like,
oh, that for sure, a show.
He was great because he was so like, he brought the fun that was necessary to a sixth grade fucking party. But he, you know, he got dads to dance and dress up and do a Beach Boy lip sync.
I know how to make dads dance.
Yeah?
Just a skill.
Fucking tell me. Welcome back to I Know How to Make Dads Dance.
I just gave up my subscription at dadsdance.com.
Wow, what would be on that site? Is it just videos just of dads fucking, dancing at weddings?
Horse fucking. Yeah.
You talked about this on another one of your podcasts, which I told you I really am enjoying.
Thank you very much.
You are a wonderful conversationalist, but you're also genuinely interested in people. Like
I am.
The way Jimmy Fallon is. And then you're good at letting people talk, but also driving the ship into the
shore to fight
God,
Normandy.
We'll edit a better metaphor in.
to drive the Uber to the
Persian
to
guys
pick up the drunk
mustache.
Bitch. Oh God!
Fucking
pregnancy
wax
test.
Store.
CVS
to get the
24 hours.
To get the.
I need a microwave
pill
burrito.
Chef Boyardee.
I'm pregnant.
This is a weird time to tell me. Considering we didn't even do it in the front way.
No, we didn't do it in the front way. Who does it in the front way these days?
By the way, I love that you're not even batting an eye at the fact that I described a woman's vagina as the front way.
It is the front way.
Has it ever been referred to as that?
No, but it's a great way to refer it.
I think it's
as
PC. But also it implies
PC
that there's another way.
PC can stand for pussy clit as well. This episode brought to you by Disney.
Boy, how bad would you want to see Disney do a animated film about the pussy clit?
Snow White and the Seven Clits.
You're laughing, and I'm not, and that should let you know how serious I am about writing this script.
Snow White and the
Seven
Clits.
We get Hans Zimmer
clits.
To do the music.
Hans Zimmer!
Who did the music for Cool Runnings. Shout out to all my Cool Runnings fans.
Oh my God, Cool Runnings, get out of town.
Talk
Wait,
about
we
a movie
were
that
talking
made me
about
cry.
Something. You had an open thought.
You want to hear the movies that make me cry? What was my open thought?
You were talking about we were talking about something.
Oh, your podcast.
You were saying
something you said. Oh, horse fucking.
Horse fucking.
I can't believe we got back to that. Good God.
How do we
I gotta be Well, how do you not get back
how
to horse fucking?
How do you not get back to horse fucking?
It's a very bold statement.
It's and a bold act.
It's a atrocious act to participate in this. Why I even know that it exists is
a testament to our generation.
Oh God,
who posts these videos?
What's crazy is that before YouTube, all the crazy shit that we see, like Two Girls One Cup and horse fucking and other terrible, and the actual videos that people have posted of childbirth, which, yeah, you know what, maybe I did YouTube childbirth one night in Sacramento
just to know what our future was going to be.
No, that, and I want to see what it looked like immediately afterwards. The baby, not the PC.
Oh, God.
No, my sister had just given birth to my nephew, and I was like really bummed that I wasn't there for some reason. For my nieces, it was such a shock to everybody that I just couldn't be there. And but with the nephew, I really was like, I really like, also because I just had just fallen in love with my nieces, and I was like, oh, I want to be there for this, whatever. I want to be there.
Yeah.
So then I just got really curious. I was like, oh, you've actually never seen, with good reason,
so
a birth. So I YouTubed.
Research.
I YouTubed. Okay, I was with Brad. We were in Sacramento. And I YouTubed. And this is also a testament to just the way the world is right now. YouTubed pregnancy videos. I think it was like pregnancy. Then I put kid coming out the front way. No, I didn't.
I was like, there's no other way.
That was just a callback. There's no other way. And you almost cried when you said
that's
that.
That's going to be my memoir title. Way. There's No Other Way. My Life in Pregnancy by Jessie Mae.
And in the musical, that would be a great opening number.
It would be Womp There It Is Live.
Can only come out of the front way.
The front hall.
Some people try to make them come out the back way.
But that shit should be shut down.
Because everybody knows that butt babies aren't real.
They smell like shit too.
Because the butt is where
shit particles are from.
So there's no way a person could come out
who
of
it. Who are you? Who are you channeling right now? I'm trying to figure it out.
It's a little bit of Babyface. It's a little bit of John Mayer.
Babyface and Butthole. John Mayer.
Yeah. Just because he gets real facially.
His facial expression.
Yeah, but you know what?
Pissed me off.
Put it aside. The guy's got a great voice.
This is, but, okay, here's the thing. See, that doesn't sound, no, that's,
nope,
those are
finish.
Noises. That's, those are
nope,
noises.
Here is John Mayer live in the Viceroy.
See, that's not music. That's like somebody that's having
John
a
Mayer.
Seizure
that's,
looking
okay,
for facial
that's at the top
washes.
Of my SNL impression audition list.
That's somebody who's confused
seizuring while face washing.
Face washes at CVS.
And that's their,
I don't know, where one?
And that's what sets off their tick. Is the confusion over the proper facial wash. They're like, dude, John, stop going into CVS, dude. You know what happens when you go in there. Dude, I won't get facial wash this time. Dude, just get cashews and a couple sticks of deodorant. The necessities, man. All right, all right. And then he goes, he just sees that Stridex label and he goes,
Stridex?
Right?
Endorsements. What were we talking about? We were
what
talking
if I was wearing
fucking?
An all Stridex jumpsuit? And I was like, endorsements? What are you talking about? Like, dude, you came in here drinking a Snapple and a Pepsi. And I know it's not because the combo tastes delicious. How much they paying you?
Back to horse fucking.
So they did
a
documentary.
Back to horse fucking twice?
They did a documentary. Hi, how are you? Oh, you're all good?
You're fine. No,
you're
fine.
Got a passerby. We were just talking about horse intercourse. Did not mean it to rhyme, but glad I just got somebody laughing and a thumbs up as she walks away.
Horse intercourse?
Oh, my God.
A horse is a horse if there's intercourse. Intercourse in your horse.
Well, see, now you're just stealing my jingle. I should have wrote jingles.
Okay, there's
can.
A horse documentary.
That's going to be my book, by the way, when I'm 90.
I should have wrote jingles.
On
my life and failure. Adam K.
I should have wrote jingles. I could have done it. I could have done it right. So they did a documentary about a man. You saw this, right? I haven't seen it, but I
was it
I,
a documentary or just a video?
No, it was a documentary because it happened. The guy who died from letting the horse fuck him,
Mr. Hands,
is that his name?
That was the name of the video that existed.
Well, it was a documentary in a very deep south part of Washington State with this guy who had a family was fucking animals. More importantly,
the whole family was.
No, this guy had a family. I'm sorry. He had a normal human family.
But you should have had a pause there. You just said he had a family who was fucking animals.
You're right. Sometimes I hear sentences
like,
differently in my head.
Jesus. A whole that's why people have farms these days? Are just out there fucking chickens?
You got
Do
it.
Chickens have dicks?
Do chickens have tits?
Dicks. There's chicken breasts, but there's not chicken dicks because they have eggs, so it's a different form
what if
of...
If they were. Isn't it crazy that we just eat chicken breasts?
They must
would
have
we
dicks.
Eat
they
them
must
more
have
if they were called chicken tits? It was like
we would eat a lot more.
Get the number 7, and then 2 chicken tit sandwiches on the side.
Hold the sauce. I'll put my sauce on there myself.
I can't laugh hard
Sponsored
enough
by
because
Disney.
I want so badly to be in the car where the guy who does make that joke for the first time, and hears the silence that you just heard from me, which wasn't me disapproving the joke. It was me loving it so much I couldn't produce sound. But I was thinking of the drive-thru person listening to that. And then just being like, I'm not going to feed into this. I'm just going to wait until they decide to give me more items to make in 12 seconds because fast food is killer.
Okay, back to horse fucking.
They did a documentary about this guy who fucked the horse. And then the horse fucked him and he died because it like ruptured his colon.
They showed.
I haven't seen the video, but the documentary. And so and it was about in deep Washington State. And someone was like, you're that fucking guy that fucking died from fucking the horse? Happened where you're from. I go, it happened in the state where I'm from, man. Not
it's
in the city
state.
Or the house. Don't act like
yeah,
happened.
So
it was in your
property.
Room. It was in your childhood room, man.
Did you go down in the basement?
Dude, you got to talk to your mom. She's letting anybody in these days.
You got
to
go. Have you been in the pantry in your house?
She's running a small business, man. People forget to fuck animals in your fucking childhood room.
You're the family that likes to fuck animals.
Dude, they use your trophies.
Listen, dude. Listen, I know you got a big backyard. There's a shed you haven't looked behind in 20 years. Bunch of horses
Bunch
back
of
there.
Bunch of horses, man.
Just fucking everybody.
Just fucking dudes.
Oh, God.
Gross. I've watched one bestiality video, and I'm not proud of it, but I feel like this is the time to really tell your
it?
Fans who I am. And it's a guy that YouTubes pregnancy videos and one time an animal sex video. And I feel like once is actually really good because that shit's at your disposal 24 hours a day, 7 days
yeah,
a week.
So, well, I would have to say I'm so relieved that you aren't into bestiality.
Good God. It.
I'm really relieved that you only
watched
one video.
I saw one, and it was another horse type thing. And it, I almost
I've seen three.
I think I got a strong stomach, except for roller coasters. Very weak.
Like Fabio?
Hey, the next time I go on a roller coaster, it'll be with a big sandwich covered in butter. But guess what? It's not butter. Psych, it is. But you can't believe it. Cut. Fabio, stick to the script, man. I was improvising.
Why is Fabio like a Cuban?
Because I don't know what he sounds like. And Cuban guys derelict. Talking about butter makes me laugh.
It's like, I don't know.
It's like I got... It's like, you know how you sometimes you go into 7-Eleven super late. And
oh,
you
so now he's Cheech?
So funny.
Now he's Cheech? Fabio has spanned so many nations.
God damn, I want to meet that guy.
Back to horse fucking.
Yeah. So, anyway, BC, I love that you said I'm so glad you're not into it, but that is a normal statement for you to make because there are a lot of people,
yeah,
none of which I think you or I know personally, but that are into weird shit, and that's why there's shows about it, and that's why there's help groups about it, and that's why... Also, you and I are probably into shit that we don't think is weird, but maybe to the guy who fucks horses, he's like, dude, you really
avocados?
Love fucking
avocados.
Soup?
Gross.
You like soup places.
Oh, you go to soup places?
You like eat soup at a place and not make it yourself?
You actually go, today I want soup?
You're actually making me want a fucking animal right now. I'm so perplexed by your amount of weirdness.
Minestrone?
I love that soup.
That's a good soup.
Are you a big soup person?
I love some soup. I'll fuck up some ramen.
God damn.
Ramen?
There's a ramen place on Sunset Boulevard that's open up. Would you call me? You know what? If halfway through your podcast you're just going to make Japanese slurs at your guests, maybe this isn't the show for me. Titsu?
Says the guy who just got done saying, I've only watched 37 animal fucking videos.
I said one. 37.
I saw what you said in your eyes. People can't see, but I know 37 was in your eyes.
That was my golden number.
I've seen.
You know what 37 was? 37 was the number when I was 12. They asked us in health class, they go, what is the age of the first woman you want to lose your virginity to? And I said, I don't know who she is, but I want her to be 37.
So you wanted your mom?
Was 37 when I was 12?
I don't know what's going on in the household. She's back there selling.
She's back there selling
horse cock.
She's back there.
Please don't ever listen to this, Mrs. Ray.
No, she'll love it.
I love her. I don't even know her, but
you haven't met her yet. It's a damn
shame. I know, but I know her.
You'll meet her at the wedding.
Yeah, at her wedding.
What did you say? I am your comedy ex-husband.
No, I said you're my future ex-husband.
Mm-hmm. Ex, I feel like if and when we do, it'll be we won't divorce. Yeah,
and we would never divorce.
I don't think so because
we
make each other laugh. Horses over?
I'd let you have a couple horses.
Well, then this got
Did
very...
you hear the noise you just made?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You just went...
Can I be honest? That soundbite in itself makes me so glad that we decided to not postpone this podcast tonight like we had earlier. After a roundabout horse fucking conversation... We took five different moments to go, what were we talking about? Oh, that's right. Giant horse dicks. And then finally at the end of it, you go, I'd let you do that if we were married. And I unknowingly.
You totally.
That was
innocent.
Just a sigh. That was just a man
it
sigh that was like.
A real sigh.
It was a real sigh that
it was,
basically
it was
said.
Under your breath.
And it said, I love that about you. I love that you'll let me be me.
Yeah.
But little did I know that.
You also were impersonating.
Is also the way a horse revs up to fuck a dude.
Yeah, that's how he sounds when he's letting it out.
Or maybe it's when he sees what he's working with. He goes, ugh. Like the guy goes, nice view back there. And the horse goes, I mean. Oh, God. All right. Enough of this. Mom, don't listen to this. You know what? Listen to this.
Mom, listen to this. Because your son made it successfully.
She knows this is what I do. She's seen me do stand-up enough. I flew up to Vancouver for Mother's Day to hang out with me for the weekend.
That's so sweet.
Because I come in town a lot to Seattle, and it's all a lot of time with the nieces and my sis. I'm from Seattle. And which
go
you'll
Seahawks.
Be this. When is this pop? Will you already have done Parler Live?
I would already have done Parler Live.
Okay.
Parler, you were great.
You were great.
It was great.
And
Bellevue,
you can say that
Washington.
I know that. Bellevue, Washington. I'll be back there July 9th through 11th.
There you go. Bam.
Let me
this
get
will
those
be up before then.
Paloozers? What's your fan name? What
Paloozers?
Are they called?
That's so good. We just losers?
Is it good, really?
That's a good fan. I mean, they're not losers, but palloozers.
But they'd like the ironicness.
Oh my God, we're finishing each other's sentences.
Jesus.
Should I move in?
Tapped in.
Tell Brad he's got to move over.
Brad doesn't live with me.
Well, I mean, proverbially.
Another rule I made when I was 12, I go, lose your V to a 37-year-old, never live with a dwarf.
Well, you're breaking both those rules.
I know.
I feel like you're breaking both those rules.
Mrs. Batelli, if you're out there, you smelt terrible.
Oh, man.
Not there, under the armpits.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I was a kid. I didn't know where to put it.
Is a non-porous vagina.
If you have a you smelly armpit, that's a game breaker for me.
Is dwarf a okay term?
Yep. I call him everything, but I also call him Brad.
More importantly, did he ever tell you?
No, Brad is... We just have gotten to such a comfortable level that he could say something, something Jew, and I could say... And there's been times on the podcast where we get generally... Well, he'll make a jab at me, and I love it too because I never was such a ball buster type. Like, we knew these stories of, like, you and being in New York, like the comics, like, when we sit at the tables
and you bust balls.
I've gotten a lot. I was never.
You're not a ball buster.
No, but I do it with, but I do it in passive way. Like, if, my buddy Mark Serratella, like, I started doing this thing for a while where I go, can I talk to you for a second? Like, really, like, so if he would say something, like, he'd go on a really long tangent about something, and he'd interrupt me from a story, like, maybe to take a phone call, and I'd just be like, hey, Mark, can I talk to you for a second? I'm really fucking pissed off at how you just, like, cut off my stories like that. And, like, I'll do a lot of shit like that. Or if he, like comes in and gives me, like, he's like, what's up, man? He gives me, like, a handshake.
What's up, man?
Can I talk to you for a second? Yeah. What's up, man? Good to see you. I go, can I talk to you for a second, man? Your high fives are getting really, very fucking aggressive, dude. So, like, that's... You know, but not
so
like
you're
a.
Gonna say it's not like a
but
New
not
York
like a.
Ball
dude,
busted.
Look at this guy in his fucking pants.
You have to like it's a verbal fight.
Yeah, and so
you're not like that with.
But I have called Brad like a fucking midget to his face, and we laugh really hard because it's so. And then he, but it's also like I.
So midget's not cool.
I always use a little person when I first started becoming friends with him. It was a little person all the time, and I still say little person.
He's cool, little person.
He doesn't care.
Are little
anything.
People cool?
Midget. It's. I mean, if it's. He doesn't care. He has incredibly thick skin, and he also, but he, I think he appreciates the, if you know, you know?
Yeah.
If you just know, it's.
If you know
but
what's
But he has
what's
jokes
what.
About it, how, yeah. like, little person is so much more demeaning than, you know, midget or, you know, but he's.
Can you imagine if he got fucked by a horse?
Okay, well, God, I was having a. In my head, I was like, wow, I feel like, you know, the AC unit you got for your apartment, Adam, has been working out okay. I think you finally might be on a nice stretch of some good sleep. And now I'm introduced to this idea, this visual of my best buddy getting pummeled? What's the word?
Pummela.
Schlacked?
Pummela Anderson.
Hilarious. Would be the name of her gymnast porn star alias?
Yes. 100%.
Yeah, Brad, that could be a great reality show. If things really just come to a standstill for him, I think you just go,
fucking
okay,
fucking
what
horses.
Can I... Or maybe it's he puts himself in position to, but never does.
Yeah, like he's a cock tease for the horse.
Yeah, he's almost like the dog whisperer.
He's the candle.
If the whispering was turning them on and leaving them with blue balls.
He's the carrot that's literally dangled.
Hilarious. Oh, God. Too
soon. Where did we go so wrong?
All right, enough of the horse fucking.
No more
talk.
Horse fucking. Have you ever been in love?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah. First time
just
was
a different
in.
Hole, really.
Well, I first started falling in love with humans after my cat wouldn't. No, I don't. I hate cats. Perfect. I hate cats. My sister's cat attacked me when I was.
How cliche 13? Of you to hate cats.
13?
You hate cats, but you love pussy.
Hilarious. I don't even like that word.
I don't either. Either?
I don't either.
I don't either. I don't like the word either. It makes me feel weird. Do you want some porridge?
You sound like my Aunt Shirley. If she was a Disney witch. If she was a Disney witch concocting porridge for young children
you
who love
nothing.
Porridge.
Everything's fine. I sound like a fucking evil witch. Okay, so you have
to do a lot of voices.
I mean, I guess I do, but you're the voice master. You have been in
wow,
love.
It took you long enough to say it. You said you were going to say that like minute six, and what is it, minute 42?
Did you see? I have it on my list.
The voice master.
Wait, it's right here. Wait, right here. Okay, who were you in love with? When were you first in love?
I think I was first
like
in love.
Like real love. I'm not talking about puppy stuff.
I'm talking about like eighth grade where you were, you think.
No, I'm not talking about when you're like, I was in love with a rope in gym class.
Wow.
I felt that funny feeling and I was like, I'm missing you. Where are you, rope?
Or did you hear that Janet Jackson song? When the girls in the party, looking at party, looking at that, when the heads in that party, when we get to bed tonight, put a rump in between and see what you mean.
Do you really know the words?
No.
Put the rump in between and see if you mean it? That sounds like it could be a lyric.
I was just trying to improvise based on your rope info that was just brought to the table.
I did. I felt that.
I lost my virginity to a gym rope.
.com. Well, there goes my subscription to that website.
I've also heard that that does happen. A friend of mine.
No, it happened. I slid down the rope and I felt funny feelings.
A friend of mine that happened to with the not hopscotch, not monkey bars, but the other thing.
The tire swing?
No. Good God, how big is that child vagina? God, Mom, turn it off. No, the thing that you would swing around on.
Dick.
God, so funny. She's quick. Fellas, you better be able to keep up. Right? You need a guy that can keep up.
Yeah, I need a guy who can keep up. Yeah.
Remember when we first went out to that diner in New York when we first met and we had this like funny Greek. He was the owner of the restaurant, of
Peter.
A diner. Did you know that diner previous to we stumbled upon
That's a beautiful thing about New York. There's so many diners, you could go to a different one every night.
Man.
Yeah, I didn't know Peter, but what
we laughed a lot that
we
night.
We did
and
laugh
And that
a lot.
Guy came in and like kept the momentum going. He like
oh, he was funny.
He also was like, you guys got a good vibe. Like not
he
everybody.
Could hang.
Nobody comes into a diner late night and just is like, oh hey, what's up guys? Hey, two really fun people here. So I know that you guys, it's been probably quiet and like not fun, but if you want to come by our table and like shoot the shit, we're super fun. So oh, and also we're gonna buy food. So your night just got so great.
I feel like you're going to swear.
I was going to swear a lot. But I realized I was in a hotel lobby.
Who did you fall in love with? Like, as an adult, when you were like, oh, man. When you had a man love. Not like in love with a man. Like
when I was a sophomore in high school, and there was a girl who was a senior, and I worked at Albertsons, the grocery store. And she was in the customer service booth, and I was a bagger. And the way she showed me how to put bread on top of eggs.
Symmetrically? I feel like bread on top of eggs is also like how babies are made.
Well, because you're a pervert. And you were taught how babies get made through grocery lists. I was so smitten. I mean, I was raised by pretty much my mom and my sister. And then my sister went away to a girl's school for all my high school. So it was just my mom and I.
Yeah, that's why you're so good with women.
Am I good with women?
You are
I think
good
so.
With
women.
You are.
I think I'm very
tender.
I think I am very tender, and I know I'm sweet and attentive,
all
and
right,
I think that was.
Calm down, well, Jesus, is there any
and I'm the best, and
I
and I make them come
oh my God,
every
my hair
day.
Is great, and my teeth are straight, and I got a great fucking beard. I just manicure every day.
I told you this. I just
is there any vulnerability?
Recently, there's a lot.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, if that was my cry, that'll be our inside joke now. When I get upset.
Oh my God. I'm gonna come up to your ear, and if you don't fucking.
Oh no, when
remember.
I'm turned on.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I love it. I'm like, when we're in public, I'll tell you when I'm turned on by doing this. Because if that doesn't get you going.
We're just going to be making horse noises in the produce department.
So funny. I love that that's where it does go down there. You know what, though? I
feel like the produce department. So much goes down in the produce department.
I feel like people that don't. There's probably a lot of post-Facebook flirting that was originally started. In the produce
when you were groping mangoes,
I've heard comments about people flirting in grocery stores, like that are by themselves doing the shopping.
I was there Friday night hitting on every goddamn person in that store.
For real?
Yeah, just throwing it out.
It is kind of a great. I mean, you're all there for food.
We're all lonely. We're here on a Friday night.
Should open with that. Yeah, I guess if you're grocery shopping on the weekend, that's sad.
I went Friday.
At what
night?
Hour though? I love to shop
midnight.
Late.
Or actually, no, 10 o'clock.
Perfect. I think it's sad if you're by. It's not sad if you're by yourself.
Like you're
but
backpedaling
if,
right
if
now.
If your entire cart is filled with like Haagen-Dazs,
well, then
and the Bridget Jones DVD
up a box of tissues
and the Bridget Jones DVD that they have at the check stand
in a dusty orchid that's dying. It's on sale because it's been there for 2 weeks.
And the woman goes, "Just take it. I'll give it to you. It needs a home."
By the way, I call my vagina the dusty orchid.
Oh, my God. I call my one-man play that I'm doing about your dusty vagina the dusty orchid. I was
back
in love.
Her
name was Kelly Cruz.
Kelly Cruz?
Yeah.
Of the Terry Crews Foundation?
Yep, it was his daughter.
The heir of
and
Terry Crews.
She was not born. But I saw a picture of the sonogram and I go, schwing. And then for all you kids who don't know great movies, schwing
is a reference.
Yeah, for all you Girl Code fans, and I know we're on the younger side.
Yeah, a little younger, yeah. But I have a lot of older fellas.
Okay.
They'll appreciate this schwing reference.
They'll love it.
Mm-hmm.
We had a great banter in high school, and then we worked together, and then she was very sweet and very had a great sense of humor. That's always so big with me. And not I made her laugh a lot, but she was quick enough. Like I found that too as I started dating, like the three serious relationships I've had that were all like at least 3 years, right?
From I've had the same.
From 19 to 27, I did three back to back.
Me too.
Yeah.
So weird.
So a lot of, I mean, was pretty much not single for that for most of the 20s.
Yeah.
And so, but I, the first one I made her laugh a lot, and she was real funny, but never got super comfortable to make, she was just a great audience, and I loved making her laugh. But, and then the next one was kind of funny, and was fun to play around with, like would chime, you know, but was still an audience. And then the other one was
like to interact,
real
you're
quick.
For a girl
I liked
to give it back.
I enjoyed, yeah. So that was, yeah. I liked being made. Like, I didn't like, I think I grew out of being liking
the
that I was the funny
yeah,
one.
You want to yeah. be entertained.
And I just think that's super, and that's why I was saying that we will still make it despite the.
You and I?
How much horseplay.
Oh, shit.
You give
there's
me.
The memoir.
Because you have to have that. And so that's why it was so key with the girl that I fell for. And I think I remember sobbing over when finally, so we're just such good friends. And I was so timid to even make a move on a girl for a long time.
I'm sure.
Because
fat kid emotions are in your brain.
Yeah, and then no man to tell me how things were. And I was so, I also, and I don't regret this at all, was very, because once I started doing the plays and stuff, I got a good amount of attention from girls and older girls. And I was an athlete and then doing the plays. So I was like in both worlds, right? And so, but I was so cautious of like my reputation. And I saw the guys that were kind of known as like, whatever it was like, you
deviant
know,
whores.
Just hooking up around school. I did like a lot of stuff in the community. And I was like, you know, athlete and doing really good in the plays and like had a good.
You were well-rounded.
And I worked at the fucking grocery store in our like town, and it was like, I just
you
didn't
were the
want...
local serial killer is what you were.
So
everyone
funny.
Loved you.
I just didn't want to do anything to like fuck that up.
Yeah.
And I, not that I didn't like want to, but also I didn't know. I mean, I don't even think I masturbated till like, can we say that?
Can we say that?
Until maybe junior high school.
What?
Is that late? Yeah. For sure. Because I just didn't. Not that you should have a dad to teach you how to do that, but I wasn't like it wasn't being talked about.
Yeah, it doesn't.
High school
dudes
don't bring that
people
up.
Don't talk about it.
But I do suppressed. Remember when I was like, you know, young. When I was, I remember when I was like fifth or sixth grade, like being friends with some girls my age, my school, and having play dates and like having weird things where we like rubbed our bodies on each
ooh,
other.
Ooh, yeah. Tell me more.
Right.
Just a lot of friction.
A lot of friction.
The teenage years are all friction.
It, yeah, because you don't know what
don't
goes
know
where
well,
or
know.
what feeling is supposed to be good. I mean, you know.
You have no idea. The body as a teenager is literally the equivalent of opening a box, a puzzle. You know, when you get a box and it's a big puzzle and you open up the box and you dump all the pieces on the, and you're just trying to fit the pieces.
Yeah.
You're there for hours. Like, does this one go here? Is it a bridge and there's trees in the background and there's a castle? What is the puzzle?
I hope so, because I'm looking
what
across
does this
a moat.
Thing look like?
I don't know what that means. I just was trying to go along with your medieval references.
I have a lot of medieval references. It's very confusing as a child. You're just dry humping.
Very, yeah. And so, and then what tore my heart apart, and I think this is when I was like, oh, wow, I was crazy about this girl.
Oh, you had your heartbreak.
She, yeah, she, I sobbed.
You did? How old were you?
sophomore year of high school. So I was 17. I was a year older than most of the kids. Like, I got my license the end of freshman year of high school. In 1998, I turned 16 on, like, the second to last day of school. So then I got, and my mom was like, you got to get a job and pay for your gas and insurance, but I'll help you get this fucking little piece of shit Chevy Spectrum that was like,
oh, damn, you
it was like,
car.
I think it was like $2,400 on this used car lot. My mom talked the guy down to like $1,300. I remember she was such a
haggler.
She's the fucking coolest, yeah. And she, I remember I walked in and she was like embarrassing me because she kept like talking the guy down to all that stuff. And at one point I go, Mom, just stop. And she was embarrassing me. My mom looks at me. She goes, get out. Come back in an hour. She goes, leave. I got this. I walk back in. The guy's like, your mom is a, she doesn't take no for an answer.
Wow.
And we walk off and she just fucking looks at me and goes, like, talked him down, like, over, like, you know.
That's good.
So that was my first car. And then she was like, you got to get a job. That's why I worked at the grocery store all through high school. So my freshman year summer, I was bagging groceries all summer. But I had this car, so it was like I would drive my, you know, the four really good buddies I had to movies or to a party or whatever. But then I was the only one working that summer. So everybody would come in because the little beach club that was in our small town was across the street from the grocery
That's
store.
So cute.
The grocery store was a part of this like town center where there was, you know, a Rite Aid and a bakery and a, you know, the grocery store and a movie rental place, yeah. And Baskin Robbins and
31 Flavors.
Yeah, 31 Flavors. Which, by the way, maybe it's time to add a couple more.
Yeah, let's switch it up.
There are a lot of great new flavors
so
out
many
there.
Different flavors
combined based off the creativity of other ice cream vendors,
yes.
Going, hey, root beer is great on its own. What about root beer with chocolate chip mint?
Hello.
And also cookies and cream.
How about avocado?
How about avocado ice cream? Not a real flavor as well as it should be. But that was, she just had a weird condiment Tourette's.
Cinnamon in there.
Cinnamon mint?
Cinnamon.
Cinnamon. The best way to say it.
Cinnamon.
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 Oh, God. That's.
Cinnamon. Cinnamon.
Is that. That's the beginning of.
On.
No, that's the beginning. Of the one-act play of The Dusty Orchid, where I come out on stage and I have some tiny kid with a speech impediment go, thin, and then the light goes down on him and light comes up on me and I go, I can never say that fucking word. And then you hear like an owl hoot in the background and I go,
it's my vagina.
That's my buddy. Hooter. Which is
short for cooter.
Nice,
it's
yeah.
Short
see,
for cooter.
It writes itself.
It's the same. It's
hey, Tony's Broadway. What are you guys doing next summer? Want to put up a new show? So
the Dusty Orchid.
So my friends would come into the grocery store, and I was just so bummed because I was like, "Oh, they'd come in to get stuff and go back to the beach, and I'm sitting there bagging groceries." But you know, my mom was like, "You gotta fuck. You gotta like. You gotta.
You gotta pay do your thing. Yeah. You gotta be. You gotta
and
be
I'm glad
a
I did. And
then,
man. Yeah. Anyway, so I so. Again, I was saying I was so cautious to do stuff with girls, but like when I got all this attention, it was, you know, and then made out with some a few older girls at some parties. But again, probably if I had balls or was knew what I was doing at all, probably could have, you know, progressed quite
oh,
a bit with those
slammed
girls.
Slammed them
because
you
I was just
every woman
but
owned
I wasn't,
all the businesses.
But I never was thinking of any of that when I was, I guess, flirting or just you know I knew what that was, but it was I was never trying to. And again, also the reputation I was so cautious of and. But not having a dad to even give you any sort of...
Like man structure?
Yeah, because my mom got me condoms and just kind of... And I saw the
shit.
Box put out and I was like, no! And she was like... And then I was like, well, I first need to say I love that you got magnums. I love that you think that that's what's... And you're right, Mom.
Your mom bought you magnums?
And guess what, Mom? You're right.
Shut up.
And then I was like...
Your mom bought you magnums?
Yeah. And she saw me in
potential.
The womb. She knew what was going on down there.
She's like, I know what my son's going to need.
She goes, oh, that's going to be, oh, he's coming out with.
He's going to need some packaging. We're going to call UPS. Get the peanuts.
Can you imagine a mom in, when they're doing a sonogram, or is that right, when they're rubbing the belly?
Yeah.
No, that.
With the gel?
With the gel. What's,
yeah, that's a sonogram.
Yeah, so she's looking over, and the woman's like, and there's the penis. And the mom just goes, let's get some magnums. But just say it under your breath. And the woman's like, I'm sorry? It's magnums, condoms, a couple years from here. Let's get some of the bigger packaging.
Let's get some magnums.
And
I
like,
can't believe
really.
Your mom bought you magnum condoms. It's amazing.
And then she was just like, I don't know what you're doing or what you're like, what if it's happening or whatever. Like, no, of course not. You know, just, but if you do, like, they're just, you diagnose is weird. And
did you wink off to any, like, when you were a kid, any celebrities? Who were your celebrity crushes growing up?
Tiffany Amber Thiessen, Saved by the Bell.
Oh, my God.
Obsessed.
Iconic American idol.
And I remember, I think the first, like, piece of there was a movie called My Stepmother's an Alien with Dan Aykroyd and
oh,
Kim
yeah.
Basinger.
I know that movie. Thank
and
you.
It used to play late night, and for whatever reason, I caught it once and was like, And it was not full nudity, but it was like, because I didn't have friends that had the magazines, or there was a kid in my class that would talk about how much action he got, even in like the fifth or sixth grade. And it was always like,
bullshit.
Looking back, I thought it was, but then, no.
Who's getting action in the sixth grade? I'm never having kids.
There was a kid in seventh
grade.
I know. There was a kid in seventh grade. His name was Jesse Mose, and he had a mustache, and he always wore a wife beater, and he looked like he was 40. And they were. And I remember the first time somebody was like, Jesse Mose, he fucks. And I was like, what is that?
And then he went.
And they go, yeah. And I went.
And then you went and sat down at the lunch table by yourself with your Magnum
condoms. And they were like,
condoms.
Dude.
And you went.
With my Magnum condoms. And they go, hey, man, can we get some of that grass? Because I was a horse.
Yeah, you're a horse.
No, but I didn't know what sex
was. Of course,
you know, so it was like, what? He's fucking. You knew that's what. But it was like, whoa, like. And then I can even remember asking like weird questions when I found out. I was like, so like, what are you like? Do you do it like the fun style, or do you do like,
or like Cajun style?
Like Cajun style, like, you know, did you get like an animal style, like an In-N-Out burger? Did you get like, did you go the front way, or do you go the sideways way?
Did you go the front
way? Everyone's like the sideways way.
Did you go any which way but loose?
I don't know. I didn't ask him. I never became friends with him. But if he's listening to this podcast. I
Tony
thought your
Hoser?
Name.
What's his name?
Tony Hoser, Jesse Mose. But guess
Tony
what?
Hoser's
but guess
somebody.
What? When you and I write a cop show for two lesbians, that yes, I'm playing one of the lesbians.
I'll be Tony Hoser,
and I'll be Jesse Mose. Oh my God! Wait a minute, but Tony and Jesse are both.
Those are
crossover
names. Crossover names.
Fuck.
Oh man, we just wrote
an accidental slip, but maybe the lead character that really takes our show to season six in strong form. Where people go, season 1 through 5 of, what do we call it? Butch Cops?
Horse fuckers.
Oh, God. All right. I'll have to put the pitch on hold. I thought we were taking this thing out next week. Got to get the title straight.
What are we going to call it?
Horse fuckers. God
Come on, what are we
going
to call our buddy cop movie?
Shawshank Redemption 2.
The Dusty Orchid.
Ooh, that's
on the
bad.
Force.
The cop show? No.
The Force.
The Force.
The horse.
Well,
force.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine is
I've
that.
Got it. Mounted. They're mounted cops. At least we get the horse thread in there.
Or they only ride around on horses, like in Northern Exposure, like in a small town.
Great. Perfect. Those are called mounted. Those cops are called mounted. I don't know why I'm screaming it. I got really excited.
Mounted horses.
The mounted force.
Yeah?
You're not sold on it yet.
I love force. I love sticking
How
with that.
How about the horse force?
I mean, that is just.
Horse?
I mean, we need Dr. Seuss to produce it. Because he'll going to be like, you guys rhyming? By the way, I love that I just made Dr. Seuss, first of all, a guy that would get involved in any rhyming business that wasn't his.
I just saw him peeking around
that
a curtain.
He peeking around a curtain, adjusts his glasses and goes,
you guys
rhyming? And it's actually Robert De Niro doing Dr. Seuss. He's like,
one fish. Doughfish.
Doughfish. Blowfish. Wait.
Are you trying to fuck me with the fish?
Yeah.
Go ahead. No, do your Robert De Niro impression.
Well, I'm trying to think of another Seuss poem.
Okay.
Horton, here's a who. You want to milk me, fucker?
Horton,
he just does one line of the Seuss poem and then a line from one of his movies. That's a great one-act play.
Horton,
God
here's
damn
a who.
It.
Who the fuck you calling who?
Who? Yeah. Horton. I didn't meet him.
It was Horton.
Oh, he's an elephant? Okay.
I like elephants. Okay, you do another impression for me. Do, okay, I love Johnny Depp, because that's your, is that still your voicemail?
I know, I should change it.
You have to change it, because, I mean, you've had Johnny Depp for a while, and I want a new character, but do Johnny Depp.
The first one I ever did was, I go, hey, everybody, what's up? You reached Adam Red's cell phone. This is JC Shazes from New Kids on the Block. Psych, NSYNC, leave a message when you get a chance. Doesn't sound at all like J.C.
No,
Chaz.
I don't even know what J.C. Chaz says. Sounds like.
He was the next, he was one of the singers in NSYNC.
I remember him, but I don't even know. I can't even tell you.
No, well, that's why it was funny.
Any discernible difference between his voice and anybody else.
That's why it was funny to nobody. And then
okay,
I quickly
removed
it. So my Johnny Depp is Pirates of the Caribbean Johnny Depp.
So
right?
I'm going to ask Johnny Depp questions. Can I ask him a question? Yes.
First of all, I love being at the Viceroy because I'm a big fan of Santa Monica, but I don't come out here very often because I don't drink as much anymore because I'm buying necklaces and bracelets for my pet ferret that I'm trying to cast in my new film called The Sweet, Sweet Chimney Sweepers.
What's your ferret's name?
Tobias. Just kidding. His name is Rumpelstiltskin.
Did
you just snort?
I did.
I'm actually, the snort is what turns me on the most. When I was filming Chocolat, the main actress, whose name I don't remember because I don't remember any. Juliette Binoche. She would snort all the time and I would go, and that's how we made love. She would snort and I would.
All over her.
All over her.
Her dusty orchid.
Her dusty orchid.
Do another impression. That's a good out.
A good out?
That was a really good out, though.
Oh, to end?
Yeah. Maybe one more impression I can stick in there.
Okay.
Who else do you do?
The first impressions I ever did was of teachers and classmates. Actually, here's a great story to end on.
Okay.
But the impressions I do are Tony Danza, Jay Leno, ones like Ray Romano, like ones that are just, that are easy, like that I've done since I was a kid just because I, like, you know, but they're all like heightened, like, the Tony Danza is the only one that probably actually sounds like my real voice because it's just so much. I would watch him. He hosted a show every night.
Tony Danza's on my list.
My senior year in college, Tony Danza had a show called The Tony Danza Show. And it was a talk show because America loved the idea of Tony Danza having a talk show.
I remember The Tony Danza Show.
It was incredible.
Yeah.
His monologues were the best thing ever because he didn't have jokes. He would just bring shit up and then move along. And it was super awkward. So he'd go, it was filmed in New York City. And he would go, oh, we got to go. What's going on in the news? What's going on? Oh, Julia Roberts is getting ready to have twins. He holds up a magazine cover. Of course, that's two babies that look alike, so that'll be tough to tell them apart. Anyway, what else is going on? Oh, the Yankees didn't make the playoffs this year, which I'm super bummed out about because I really love those uniforms. What else is going on? Oh, funny story. My wife last night trades you. She goes, Tony, when you go down to the store, make sure you get toothpaste, milk, and bread. We're out of toothpaste. Really need that toothpaste. I go, all right. I'll get the toothpaste. I go down to the store. I get the bread. I get the milk. I forget the toothpaste. I get home. She goes, Tony, where was the toothpaste at? I go, whoops. Anyway, we got a great show. Kelsey Graham is here. And you'll be like, what the fuck just happened?
Holy shit.
So that made me a giant fan forever.
Tony Danza's classic.
He's the best. Jay Leno.
You said you had a story.
So I started, when I was starting to make friends laugh, I would impersonate teachers and friends. And I could just mimic very well, you know?
Yeah, you're
a good mimicker. And so there was a girl who moved to our school. She was a new girl, and she was super cute and just popular right away because she was new, but she was like athletic and cute, and everybody had a crush on her. Her name is Annie Bernhard.
Hey, Amy.
Annie. She's actually a really successful lawyer, and she's got a cool ass husband and a cute kid.
Oh, well, hey, Annie.
But back in the day, was a teasing dick tease.
Oh, shit.
No. She I was a bigger kid, and so she had a crush on all my athletic, thinner friends. And so, one day I realized I can impersonate her voice to a T because my voice hasn't dropped. So I could literally just like, I would do this. I remember the way I would even just, like, this is how I would kind of, it was very like, it's a little scratchy in the back of your throat. I remember I would talk really back here and like, it was crazy. Just like to a T it sounded like her. So I would do this to buddies at school as impressions of her being like, oh, I'm so popular and whatever, like, and making them laugh, basically just doing an impression of her, just being a bitter, fat kid. It was like, oh, she doesn't want to fucking.
She want to fuck me? Well, I'm going to.
Well, I'm going to impersonate her. So I would prank call my buddy, who they ended up starting, like, holding hands and whatever, you know. He would finger her outside the tetherball court. And,
oh, shit.
Just kidding.
No, you're not.
I'm not.
So serious.
And so I would call him as her. I did it for about 2 weeks.
You fooled him?
With two buddies in the room laughing. And I would go, hey. And one night we talked for like an hour and a half. I was like,
shut up.
What are you thinking about now? What are your hopes and dreams?
How did you not laugh?
I love how I turned to J-Lo. Because finally she could hear me chewing food because I was such a fat fuck. I was still eating while I was prank calling her. She's like, are you eating marshmallows and fucking queso dip? I was like, this is Annie. No. But so then I would be like, come sit next to me at the lunch table tomorrow. And we sit next to her. I never took advantage. It's not evil because I never was like, hey,
oh,
you know,
evil.
Come take your dick out and put it on my sandwich, you know? But my
come
friends,
take your dick out and put it on my sandwich?
I don't know. That would be
like
my
a
idea.
Perfect sandwich.
Nice. What kind of bread? Pumpernickel?
I was going to say rye. Because you're Jewish. I'm trying to please your mom.
She'd love you either way.
either if I wrapped your dick in a rye bread or if
she'd love that
pumpernickel.
She'd love that.
What sourdough?
She'd be like, "Is it gonna fit in a Magnum?" yeah. So then he found out. I told him finally one day. I go, "Hey, Evan, ask me even calling you as Annie." He goes, "Yeah, right." I go, "Well, anyway, I look forward to talking with you tonight on the phone." And I'll never forget his face. He was like, "Huh?" Because I got him.
Oh, fuck.
And then we became really good buds after that.
But
that was the beginning of, like, me, A, realizing that, like, because the amount of people that I was like, I do that voice at school for. And it was, like, the first person I, like, you know, mimic to make laugh, you know. And then, yeah. And then I started, I would memorize Ace Ventura. And, like, I would play those prank calls I would do on the radio station on the bus. I would, like, recite Ace Ventura on the back of the bus.
23.9 rounded to the nearest decimal point. We have traveled back in time to
save
endangered species, but so far north.
Does anybody have a ring? Does anybody have a ring? It can be a Fruit Loop. Or even a cock
We've
ring.
We've got to, mister.
The best.
At that whole movie. Wow, yeah. You people are real friendly around here. That whole movie was... movie changed my life.
The bottlenose dolphin, or Tarsiopterygnathus, has an elongated beak, round cone-shaped teeth, and a serrated dorsal appendage. But I'm sure you already knew that. That's what turns me on about you. Your attention to detail.
Your attention to detail.
Oh my God, I haven't said that since sixth grade.
That shit is amazing.
I was
that
fucking
movie.
Blown away by that.
Yeah,
I was
just like, who is this?
Because it was and even at that moment, I remember being like, nobody could do that but him. And that was a cool thing to realize.
Yeah.
And that's when I...
Pulled your dick out and shoved it into a horse butt?
You said that I didn't. But I did it. You said
video.
It.
I've only looked at one video. We have to end it like this.
Hopefully you'll cut it off before then.
Do an impression of you as a horse checking out. Okay, here's the scenario.
Yep.
You're a horse. I'm walking by. You're turned on. What do you sound like?
Give me 1 second and replay that. So,
you're a horse. I'm walking by in a really cute outfit.
Ooh.
You're turned on. As a horse, what are the noises you make?
Ooh, damn.
What?
Okay. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, Adam Ray.
All right.
I'm way too turned on to continue this podcast.
Oh, my God. I can tell.
I love you very much.
Very much.
Paloozers? I think it's hysterical. I mean, do we like it? I'll have to do another poll. I'll have to poll it online. We'll have to see if you guys like that. I mean, you're not losers, but because my name's Paluso, Paloozers just rolls off the tongue so nicely. We'll see. I mean, I'm not that crazy that I want a name for my fans, but I am. So I just might have to figure it out. That's hilarious. And all this horse talk. I'm so sorry that we talk so much about horse fucking. I love horses, though. I'm a big fan of them. So it's just par for the course. Par for the horse. Oh, man. This is so bad. It's so bad. Adam Ray, everybody. He is just... I was laughing listening to the interview. And I texted him. I'm like, we're so funny. We're so funny together. It's ridiculous. I just love having that humor chemistry with people. It feels like a drug when somebody you know can make you laugh. It's addictive. And that's probably why comedians hang out with other comedians, because there's that camaraderie there like no other. The interview that I did last week with Lori Kilmartin, which was a great one, I added a clip of an interview that Seinfeld did on CBS. And you have to find it. It's a really great interview. He talks about what it takes to be a comedian. If you Google that, you can see the whole interview. It's like 5 minutes long. But he talks about the connection that comedians have with one another and how it's different with the connection you have with quote-unquote normal people who aren't stand-up comics. It's almost, in the way he spoke about it, it really hit home, because I have a hard time connecting with people who aren't stand-up comics.
And when I do find a comedian, there's just this unsaid connection that we have because of what we experience. And Adam and I definitely have that. So I love him and he makes me laugh. I was texting him the whole time like, oh my God, you're making me laugh. He has a podcast as well. It's called About Last Night with Brad Williams, who we mentioned in this episode. They're hilarious. So please subscribe to their podcast. They have really great interviews with all sorts of people. Everyone. So just check out that podcast. And he's actually going to be at Parlor Live in Bellevue, where I just was. Adam Ray will be at Parlor Live in Bellevue July 9th through the 11th. And he'll also be at the Laugh Factory in Scottsdale June 25th through 28th. And don't forget, I'm in Toledo, Ohio this weekend, June 19th, 20th, and 21st. So check us out. If we're in your side of the globe, look for us. He's awesome. And I always like to talk about some real shit. You know, I know a lot of these podcast people just have what they like to talk about every time, but I like to talk about what's specific to the person I'm interviewing. And, you know, Adam mentioned he had issues with obesity, and that's a serious thing. You know, being a heavier kid, being overweight when you're a kid, and that's a hard thing to deal with. So if you are that person and you're having a hard time, believe me, I know the struggle is real and there are people out there who can help you. So I hope that you can find some peace, a nice calm life where you don't feel like you have to eat all the time, because there is help for people who have eating disorders and, you know, all of that stuff. So I hope that listening to that can at least make you feel less alone. You are not alone. Anybody out there who has problems, you're not alone. Don't let people judge you. Okay? Word up. Word up to your mother. Just listen to Genuine if you feel sad. Come on in. Let's do it. Ride it. I mean, come. If your dick is a pony, I gotta go. Bye. I'm looking for a stallion, motherfucker. I can't be wasting my time on no pony. What, you got a Shetland pony cock? I'm looking for that black stallion. I'm not gonna ride a pony. Get the fuck out of here. Oh my God, we were talking about Fabio. Holy shit, Fabio. Who remembers Fabio? He got hit in the face with a goose on a roller coaster. Am I crazy? Am I not remembering that right? I really thought that. I remember a news story where Fabio got hit in the face on a roller coaster. I thought he was like in Six Flags or something. I'm not going crazy. I know that that happened. That shit is just. I'm gonna have to Google it right now. Fabio and goose. Oh my God. Yeah. Fabio and Goose. Oh, there's a photo. He got it in the face. If you want to have a fun lunch break when you're done listening to this podcast, just Google Fabio and Goose and thank me later. Okay? Holy fuck. Yeah, it's real. It's real. I knew I remembered that correctly. He got hit in the fucking face with a goose. Oh my God. Clitoris Rex. Yep, we mentioned clitoris. We had so many good things that we mentioned in there. So I hope you guys really enjoyed it. I'll put the Fabio story on my Facebook fan page so you guys make sure so you don't miss it. Movies. Okay, so we're going to switch up the movie situation. I really want to do a movie that we watch together every week, and then on my Facebook fan page we can talk about it and break it down without having spoiler alerts. You can't do that shit on Twitter because people will attack us. It's just people take their spoiler alerts very seriously. So we're gonna confine it to my Facebook fan page, which is Jesse May Peluso Comedian, not my regular page, my fan page. You have to like it. You just click like and then you can see all the fun stuff on there. So, but I will recommend one movie that I saw this week in the theaters when I was in Bellevue. We went and saw Jurassic World. You have to see it 3D and IMAX. It is so much fucking fun. It is action-packed, Chris Pratt-packed, Bryce Dallas Howard, who is dope. It's just so good. From beginning to end, it's so good, I'm going to go see it again. So, and the original is one of my favorite movies. Jurassic World did not upset. It didn't fail to deliver. It was amazing. So go see Jurassic World in the movie theater if you can. It's not cheap, but go do it. And if you have a choice between Jurassic World and my show, come to my show. And I'll tell you about Jurassic World in your face. Okay, so the movie I want us to watch this week, you have a week to watch it. So by Sunday, by Father's Day the 21st, we have had to watch it because we're going to talk about it on Sunday. Every Sunday, we're going to discuss the movie that we watched. So you have a whole week to watch it. So this week, I really want to watch, because I talked about it before, Zombievers. It's a horror comedy movie about zombievers. Not like vaginas coming back to life, which would be horrible. But I think beavers that are zombies. Get it? Zombievers? It's on Netflix. I'll give you my Netflix password. No, I'm just kidding. No, I won't. Please sign up for Netflix if you haven't. It's a great way to compensate for not having cable. I'm getting rid of cable because it's so fucking ridiculous. Get Netflix. Watch Zombievers this week. And on Sunday, I will do either a Q&A or some sort of thing where we can chat back and forth about this movie. I'm guessing it's going to be ridiculous. So take notes while you watch it so you know what the fuck you're going to talk about on my Facebook fan page. Sunday, we will reconvene about Zombievers. Okay, each week we'll do a different movie so that we don't do any spoilers on Twitter. So, and we can hide it right on my Facebook fan page. Come there. We'll do that together. Movie night, bitch. Okay, I'm going to do some questions like I do every week. Joe Venti, have you peed the bed lately? No, Joe. I've been a grown-ass woman, okay? I have not. Ashley Russell Kegley. Oh my God, your last name sounds like Kegel. That's amazing. Ashley Russell Kegley, can I have some of your sneals? Now, not everybody knows what a sneal is. A sneal is a sneaker and a heel in one shoe, and I'm addicted to them. Nike makes the best ones. I also just purchased a new pair of Adidas ones, and I love them. You cannot have some of my sneals, bitch. They're mine. Get your own, okay? Let's see. Joe Venti asked me a couple more questions. Who do you think will win an Oscar first? You or Leonardo DiCaprio? Me, obviously, Joe. We know that answer, okay? Josh Day, when did you start comedy? Josh, you are obviously not caught up in my life. No, I'm just kidding. I started comedy when I was 19, when I lived in Boston. I did improv, and I took a writing course for 6 months, and I did 5 minutes, and I have it on tape. I might have to release that. Once I release my comedy special, I might have my first 5 minutes play just to show that I haven't gotten any funnier. No. But yeah, I started when I was 19, so that, you know, I love comedy, and it's in my blood. Doug Hess, do you wear pearl necklaces? Doug, my parents listen to this podcast, so why don't you shut your fucking mouth? Yes, I do, on Fridays and Saturdays, okay? Bruce Bernard, what time do you get off? ... work. Oh my God, Bruce, it's such a funny orgasm joke. I'm not going to answer that, okay? Let's see what else. Christopher McCallamant, what's your AKA or MC name or even graffiti name? I say Sassy Pants Peluso. It's not Sassy Pants, Christopher. My AKA in high school was Crazy J. Shout out to all my girls from Henniger High School basketball team. Woo woo, hooty hoo. Eric Matakounis? Eric Matakounis. Is that Greek? Greek or Japanese? What is that? If you had a choice between a guy who is rich and humorless or poor and makes you laugh, who would you choose to date? Eric, I've always dated poor, funny fuckers, okay? Maybe that's my problem. I'm going to have to get a rich dude who's dry as toast because that might be the key to longevity. I don't know. You know, I just want to, at this point in my life, I'm just looking to date somebody who treats me right, okay? Okay, Eric, is that you, Eric Matakounis? You're going to have to take my last name, motherfucker, though. Patrick Palastro, what do you drink? Wine, beer, whiskey? I like wine. Listen, I'm not going to lie, Patrick. I like a glass of wine because I'm a lady, but tequila is just what makes me have the most fun. Tequila. One tequila, two tequila, okay? So just pour it up. If there are any tequila sponsors who wants to send me tequila because I will drink it. And don't send me none of that cheap shit because I don't mess around with the cheap shit. All right? No Cuervo, no Patron.
No, I want the top shelf. Give me that Don Julio. Give me that Milagro. Give me some Mezcal. Give me that Casamigos. Give me that Casadores, okay? My favorite tequila is Clase Azul. If anybody is listening, if anybody who knows somebody who works for Clase Azul, send me all the bottles they have left. Ian Velasquez, how many black guys have you slept with? You know what, Ian? You need to shut your mouth. How about that? Okay? Why don't you ask Rachel Dolezal those personal questions? What a fun time. What a fun time. You guys have been amazing. I've been amazing. You guys haven't done shit. I've been doing all the work. But this is episode 11 of the Sharp Tongue podcast, Sharp Tongue Show. I'm going to have to do a poll on the website to see what we're going to call it. Check the website for the movie. Make sure you watch it. You have a week to watch it. Each week we're going to change the movie. So by Sunday, y'all better watch Zombiever, okay? And I'm going to play a fun little outgoing message like I do every fucking show. You guys know I like to do that. I happened to find a TMZ video online of a paparazzi who found Fabio in a parking garage, and he asked him about the time he got smacked in the face by a goose. Hope you enjoy it. I love you guys.
So you're a dreamer, right?
Yeah.
So have you ever had a dream about the incident with the pigeon or the goose?
No.
Wait a minute. That goose that hit him in the face of the roller coaster.
Was it a goose?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was really the most awesome.
One of the best stories ever. Can't you see him waking up in night sweats?
Yeah, right.
The goose.
Do you ever feel bad for the
No, not really. You know, I just send the condolences to the family.
Oh, what happened to the bird? We don't even know.
It, like, exploded on his face.
This is one of my favorite Hollywood stories ever.
You're a legend, man. You're a class act. All right, ciao.